He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday, May 26th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Looks like the market woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Gee, just had a three-day weekend. We've been up for 3 weeks in a row, but not today. The Dow is down 127 points. That works out to 0.7%. The Dow is at 18,104. The S&P down 14 points. That works out to about the same percentage as the Dow, down 0.66 this morning. The S&P is at 2,112. The NASDAQ is down 45 right now. It's taking it on the chin. That's 0.88%. The NASDAQ is at 5,045, down 44 points. Crude oil, there's another bugaboo. You see, crude has been moving up recently, and the market's been moving with it. Well, we're having a little sell-off in crude today. Crude is down 2.2% today, down to 58.39, and I got to believe that that has something to do with the market being off this morning. Crude oil sits at $58.39 per barrel. Gold is at 1188, down 1.3. Boy, nothing is up today. Is anything green yet? I haven't found anything yet. The euro, we'll keep looking, is at 1.09. The euro's backing off again. Well, they announced last week that they're going to accelerate the pace of money printing over there in the European Central Bank, and that's sending the euro down and the dollar up, which is also not helping the market today. And the 10-year yield's at 2.19% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, the Memorial Day weekend has come and gone. We had lousy weather all weekend for all the folks that paid for airfare to come out to San Diego to get some sunshine, to do some bodyboarding, some surfing, some fishing. Nah, it wasn't a good weekend for that. It was overcast. It was windy. The ocean was rough. Kind of like the market starting off this week. You know, I focused on something that I feel pretty passionate about right now in the stock, in the market, and in my newsletter over the weekend. I talked a little bit about the biggest mutual fund in the world. At least it was the biggest mutual fund in the world, that being the PIMCO Total Return Fund. And of course, Bill Gross at the head of that fund. Most anybody who has anything to do with the stock market is familiar with the name Bill Gross. Bill Gross is to the bond market pretty much what Warren Buffett is to the stock market, a rock star. And I showed a picture of him in my newsletter over the weekend wearing shades, man, addressing a big conference. The bond market has had the wind at its back for how many years now? I showed a chart of interest rates over the last 100 years recently, and we've seen them come down, 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 basically for the last 10 years at least. And during that period of time, the bond market has been going up, up, up. And more money has been going into the bond market, chasing those returns, which have been about the same as the stock market over the last 10 years. In fact, I showed that over the last 10 years, the PIMCO Total Return Fund, which is a bond fund, has returned the same percent as the stock market. They've both returned about 6% over the last 10 years. So looking in the rearview mirror for a bond fund manager to match the returns of the stock market is quite a feat. And the PIMCO Total Return Fund grew to a whopping $292 billion. Imagine running a fund, a mutual fund, worth $292 billion. Do you think when Bill Gross decided to sell a certain sector of the bond market and moved into another one that was disruptive to the bond market? Absolutely. They controlled a major chunk of the bond market at $292 billion. And as folks around the country would show me the choices that they had in their 401ks at work, I could almost guarantee that I would see the PIMCO Total Return Fund in their 401k. It was the bond fund of choice for the bond portion of their 401k. Well, I also wrote in my newsletter that that was then, and this is now, that $292 billion in the PIMCO Total Return Fund has now gone clear down to $110 billion. $182 billion has left, seeking a home elsewhere, and the PIMCO Total Return Fund is no longer the biggest mutual fund in America. And in fact, Bill Gross no longer runs the PIMCO Total Return Fund. And I compared it to Fidelity Magellan Fund. Anybody who's been in the market for any period of time will remember Peter Lynch. One Up on Wall Street was his book, along with a few others, and he ran the Fidelity Magellan Fund. And the Fidelity Magellan Fund in its day was the king of the world. It became the largest mutual fund in America, and of course it was a stock fund. And it peaked in size in about the year 2000, 1999-2000, and has been in decline ever since. Well, you know, times change, don't they? In the year 2000, right after that that stock fund peaked, the stock market went through one heck of a correction. And a lot of the growth stocks that were in the Fidelity Magellan Fund had their comeuppance for the next several years. Well, the bond funds are now starting to have their comeuppance. We've seen a pretty healthy sell-off here recently in the bond market. And as I look at a lot of the individual bond funds, I don't like what I see at all. And I think that it's a very crowded theater right now. And I think that the crowd is starting to exit that very crowded theater. And I think that that pace could accelerate. I think that the Fed is behind the curve with their zero interest rate policy. It's pretty hard to have a zero interest rate policy when we're almost back at full employment here in the U.S. Just to get back to a normal interest rate, they've got to go up 3%, 3.5%, something like that. What's that going to do to the bond market? And I think that it's sooner rather than later that the Fed starts raising interest rates. They really don't want to because the economy is not that strong. But at the same time, there's a little bit of inflation showing up in the picture, and they realize that they're behind the curve. We're almost at full employment here in America. We're at, what, 5.5% or so? And I've seen some estimates that will be as low as 4.5% in the next 12 months, and we're still at a zero interest rate policy. And I still think that the bond market is a very crowded place. Even though the PIMCO Total Return Fund has gone from $292 billion clear down to $100 billion, there's still billions and billions and trillions stuffed into the bond market. In addition to that, a lot of the naysayers about the stock market over the last several years have parked their money in the bond market because they did not believe in this bull market, which is now tripled. The bottom line is there's an awful lot of money parked in the bond market, which makes me wonder who's going to buy those bonds when people start exiting the theater. It's not going to be the U.S. government anymore. Our bond buyback program is over. And I just wonder how much appetite there is out there for bonds in a rising interest rate environment. And I've been talking about this. This is a theme that I've been developing now for the last several months. I think the bond market is in trouble. Now, your asset allocation says you should be 50-50 bonds. In fact, over the weekend, I plugged in my stats. I plugged in my age. I plugged in my risk and my time horizon. I plugged it into CNN's money calculator, and guess what it came back with? Bill Gunderson, you should be 50% in the bond market right now. Not me. Use a little common sense here. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking a little bit today about the stock market, yes, which we'll get to here in a bit. I've been bullish on the stock market since March 23rd, 2009. And every single week I go through the statistics, and I go through the numbers, and I go through the leading asset classes, the leading indexes, the leading sectors of the market, and determine whether or not the bull market in the stock market is still intact. But I also feel a real need here to at least state my very strong opinion based on analysis that I've done of the bond market, because the bond market has more money in it than the stock market does. And in fact, like I said, when I plug in, I went to CNN Money, and I plugged in my age, my risk tolerance, my time horizon, and it spit back the following recommendation to me. I should have 10% in small cap stocks. I should have 15% in foreign stocks. I should have 25% in large cap stocks. And I should have 50% in the bond market. That is the allocation that is being recommended for me. But I think I'm one of the people out there that think a new bear market is underway in the bond market. So if I think there's a bear market in the bond market and the asset allocation tells me that I should have 50% of my investments in the bond market, well, what am I supposed to do? Close my eyes? Move 50% of my investments into the bond market and hope for the best over the next several years? I mean, this creates quite a problem, because a big percentage of my industry, as I've said many times, uses asset allocation models like the one I just stated that comes from CNN Money Calculator. Asset allocators have been taught not to tinker with that allocation. If it says 50% bonds, 25% large cap stocks, 10% foreign stocks, 15% small cap stocks, you should not tinker with that. You should stay the course. But I just wonder, if someone told you back in 1999, or even in the year 2007, that a bear market was getting ready to hit the stock market, would you have stuck to your original plan of your asset allocation, or would you have maybe stepped aside and let the stock market do what it was going to do, which was a horrible bear market, 53% in 2008, 2009, and back in the year 2000, the NASDAQ was down some 70%. So that's just a little bit of food for thought. I am not going to listen to the CNN Money Calculator that is telling me that I should have 50% of my assets in the bond market at the current time. But that's just me. You have to do what you're going to do. Now, let's take a look at the other side of the equation, the stock market. Okay? Is it still a safe place to be? It's been going up now for the last 6 years and 10 weeks. This bull began on March 9th, 2009, when the S&P got clear down to 665. And now here we are over 2,100. We've more than tripled. But the market's all about looking forward, not looking backwards. Now, this year so far is pretty much a flat year in the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up a measly 2.2%. That's as of last Friday. And if we look at growth in earnings this year versus last year, we're hoping for about a 2.2% growth in earnings this year. That's it. Because of those two factors that I've talked about many times, the sudden rise in the dollar and the sudden plunge in oil. So we're looking for very tepid growth in the market this year, and that's why we're getting very tepid response from the U.S. stock market. But it's not down, is it? And it will soon come. There will soon come a time, probably July, August of this year, when the market will start trading ahead to next year's earnings estimates. Right now, it continues to trade on this year's earnings estimates, which are a measly 2% higher than last year. And in a bit here, we'll get to next year's earnings estimates. But at least you know why the market is fairly lukewarm, very lukewarm this year. Now, doesn't mean that every company is growing by 1 or 2%. There's areas of the market where we're still seeing some very fast growth in earnings. You can look at the NASDAQ, which is up 7.5% so far this year. Why? Because the earnings growth is better there in some of those higher growth stocks than it is in the big multinationals that reside in the Dow. But we can find even better growth if we look outside the borders of the U.S. of A, where we see the emerging markets, which are trading at an average P.E. ratio of 10 right now, while the U.S. market is trading at an average P.E. ratio of 20. That's one of the reasons we're seeing the emerging markets emerging higher than the U.S. stock market. They're up almost 10% this year. We can also look to areas where they're doing quantitative easing, because the quantitative easing here in America is over. I don't know when the next round of quantitative easing will happen. Things would have to be pretty desperate, wouldn't they? Well, things are pretty desperate in other areas. Europe is printing money. The European stock market's up 11.7% so far this year, while we're only up 2.2% on the Dow. And we can look at markets that are cheaper than ours, like the emerging markets. And even more specifically, we can look at China, where the P.E. ratio is about 10 or 11 right now. And there we see a market that's up 23% so far this year, blowing away the 2.2% that we're seeing in the U.S. market in the Dow. And if we go to those China A shares, which I talked about several months ago, maybe a year ago, about how they were becoming available to the general public, the China A shares are now up 40% year to date. So this is obviously a year, number one, where we're seeing very, very slow growth in the U.S. market because of slow growth in earnings. But we're expected to start growing once again next year. In the meantime, money is leaving the bond market, and I think that's going to accelerate, continue to accelerate. And money is chasing quantitative easing in other pockets around the world. And money is chasing lower P.E. ratios in other countries around the world. Now, when we come back, we'll get even more specific. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about the crowded bond market. You know, just looking at a chart of interest rates, which I showed in my newsletter over the weekend, it looks like interest rates bottomed, at least this time around. Interest rates bottomed at 1.65. And that occurred back in the first part of February of this year. Interest rates had come all the way down from almost 3% all the way down to 1.65. Could that have been the last hurrah in the bond market, the last rally? And interest rates have been heading back ever since. And interest rates and the bond market is looking ahead to an inevitable hiking an inevitable demolishing of the zero interest rate policy, yes, they're going to raise in a very gradual manner. But doesn't that set the tone? Doesn't that change the sentiment on interest rates on the bond market? Just knowing that those rate hikes are lurking out there. And it's also worrisome to me to know that, you know, the Fed's behind the curve. We're almost at full employment here in America, and we're still got a zero interest rate policy. So I showed the day that the interest rate, the day that the music died, I showed the day in this one-year chart of interest rates, and you can go back and look at February 1st, it looks like, of this year, when interest rates hit about 1.65, somewhere in there. Now, of course, we're back at 2.20. We're up about 55 basis points. We've been up as high as 60 basis points off of that low, and interest rates look like they're headed up to me. We talked a little bit about my own asset allocation. Anybody can do this. Just Google recommended asset allocation. I use CNN Money's calculator, and it suggested to me that I should have a 50% stake in bonds right now. And yet I see a bear market coming in bonds. So me personally, I'm going to use just a little bit of common sense. I stepped aside from bonds quite some time ago, and I'm not going to follow that asset allocation at the current time. That's just me. You do what you're going to do. In lieu of that, I would rather have that 50% in cash, maybe, or better yet, where I have it is in dividend-paying stocks, where I still have potential for capital appreciation, where I still can receive a pretty good dividend yield. In fact, I think the dividend yield on my income account's about 2.5% or so, somewhere in there. And if the stock market starts to go south, I can always sell those dividend-paying stocks if I have to. So that's what I'm doing. You do what you do. The long bond is now down 4.4% on the year. That is the exchange-traded fund, TLT. Okay, so now, asset class allocation. Asset allocation. What are the best asset classes? Now, I rank these every day. That's a good place to begin with my beststocksnowapp.com calculator and ranking system. I begin with the asset classes. That's the big picture. There's small cap stocks, there's large cap stocks, there's foreign stocks, and of course there's the whole bond market out there. There's cash, there's precious metals. And I include another asset class, that being short the market, which I have not been for the last 6 years, but that may come in handy at some point in time. The leading asset classes, as of last Friday, once again, the top 10 out of 10, I have 34 total. There's the four basic asset classes, and there's all the little subsets. But the top 10 out of 10 are still stock, equity related. Stocks are still the best place to be. They've tripled over the last 5-6 years. And as I look at top asset classes, I see international small caps. I see U.S. large cap dividends. There's a great substitute for that bond portion of your portfolio, in my opinion. I see U.S. mid-cap value. I see U.S. mid-cap growth. I see U.S. small cap value, U.S. small cap growth. What do they all have in common? 10 out of 10 of the top ranked asset classes are still equities, stocks. Stocks have tripled over the last 6 years, and they're still the best place to be. Now we take a look at the worst asset classes to be invested in. Let's look at the bottom 10 in that list of 34. Being short the market has been the worst place to be for the last 6 years. Tell that to the perma bears. They don't want to hear it. But had they been using my app, beststocksnowapp.com, it would have told them that the very worst asset class, the very worst idea that you can come up with is to short the market. Well, you say the market's down today. Isn't that a good place to be? Well, what's it done over the last 6 years being short the market? What's it done over the last 12 months? What's it done over the last 6 months? You have to look at the big picture. the other worst asset classes to be invested in? Long-term U.S. bonds. Third from the bottom. Short-term bonds are second from the bottom. Corporate bonds are fourth from the bottom. Gold is fifth from the bottom. TIPS, inflation-protected treasuries, sixth. REITs down in the bottom because they're interest rate sensitive. Now, you can do what you're going to do and what you want to do, but for me, I'm going to avoid interest rate sensitive investments. They're the worst place to be, and I'm not going to be short the stock market, even though it has its triple-digit down days from time to time. Overall, it's pretty hard to argue with the results that equities have put up over the last several years. And now it's just moving from the U.S., starting to branch out into other parts of the world. In fact, as we look at the leading indexes in the world, leading stock indexes, now, I throw in all the indexes here. I rank them. 66, there's bond indexes in there too. The top 10 out of 10 are stock indexes. Here's the leading indexes in the world according to the Best Stocks Now app, and I am invested accordingly. The China A shares. How can you argue with that? They're up 40% year to date. I own several of the individual stocks within the China A shares. China Small Cap Index, HAO, is second. China Hedged Index. This is one that takes into account the yuan, the currency of China. Number four, European Small Cap Dividend Index. What did I just say about Europe? Well, I said that they're printing money over there. Japan comes in at number five. Something tells me they're printing money. Hong Kong comes in at number seven. And then we get to the U.S. of A, the U.S. S&P 500 Spider, and then we get to the S&P 400. What do they all have in common with each other? They're all stocks. The leading indexes in the world are equity, ownership, not lending money, not debt, equity. And late last year, I started saying it was safe to start looking around the world for cheaper markets and markets where there's money printing going on. I have avoided the emerging markets for the last several years. That was a good choice, because it's been all about the U.S. market, really since about 2012, U.S. market. But that all started to change as our quantitative easing started to wind down, as our U.S. market started to become fully valued for now. We'll get to next year's estimates here in a minute. And as other markets around the world started to look attractive, because that's where the quantitative easing is taking place, and that's where there are cheaper markets. Once again, the top indexes around the world, China A shares, China small cap, Europe small cap, Japan, Hong Kong, S&P 500, S&P 400, those are mid-cap stocks, those are the leading indexes. The worst indexes to be invested in around the world? Well, you know, it's a hodgepodge. Latin America, still horrible. Brazil, still horrible. Indonesia, horrible. And India has fallen from grace recently. Stocks still rule the roost. The U.S. still okay. In pause, just like that cassette player used to push the button pause. That's where the U.S. is right now. When we come back, we'll talk about, will that pause button disappear from the U.S. markets, and will the U.S. markets take off again? That all depends on one thing, earnings. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Let's talk about some bad ideas right now. You know, I gave some thought. We had a 3-day weekend here recently, and I gave some thought to venturing out into the ocean and doing a little bit of fishing. I decided not to. I didn't like the weather reports, and I didn't like what I was seeing from my office. And I read some of the fishing reports, the guys that did venture out. And if there was one word that seemed to dominate their talk and their reports was the word snotty. Snotty's not good for the ocean. You don't want to be in a snotty ocean. So I'm glad that I stayed in port this weekend, even though I was dying to go out and wet a line and do a little fishing. But I'm glad I stayed in port. I don't like snotty, and I try to avoid snotty areas of the market. I'm staying inside. I'm not venturing out into the bond market. You can do what you want to do. My asset allocation tells me that I should be 50% in the bond market, and I'm not going to listen, doggone it. My mother would tell you that there was a lot of times when I wouldn't listen growing up. I'm just using common sense here. I don't like what I see. I don't like the charts. I don't like the sentiment. I don't like the fact that the Fed is behind the curve and they need to catch up somehow. And what is that going to do to a very, very crowded bond market? You do what you want to do. I'm staying in the harbor. I don't like going out when it's snotty. I'm not going to short the stock market either, because I think the stock market still has some legs to run. I think this is a pause year in the U.S. markets. And while the U.S. markets are on pause, money's chasing other markets around the world. Is there anything wrong with that? In fact, the ETF, exchange-traded fund, ASHR, which is the China A-shares, is the second-ranked asset in my entire Best Stocks Now database. It has about 4,100 different things to choose from. ASHR is those China A-shares. They continue to sizzle. You say, well, it's a bubble. I keep showing you individual stocks within those China A shares, which I've been buying a lot of the individual stocks. They're trading at multiples much cheaper than the U.S. And they're growing at rates much faster than the U.S. And they're just as big and dominant as AIG is, as J.P. Morgan is, as Citigroup is, as Morgan Stanley, and on and on. There's some really good buys out there, and I've been pointing these out to you weekly in my newsletter. If you haven't been following along, we're kind of venturing out where nobody else is going right now. I do not see them talking about these subjects on on big television. There's big pharma, there's big this, big tech. And there's big media, big television, and they're not talking about these things. Take a look at my newsletter, and you'll find things that they're not talking about elsewhere. I send out my newsletter every week. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. Lastly, I still like the U.S. market, and I believe that earnings are going to rebound and continue to grow here once we get through this soft patch. Just how much they're going to grow? Well, that's all we can do is go by the individual company's estimates. And I published my numbers once again over the weekend, my earnings estimates for the S&P 500 for the year 2016, which is next year. And I published my target price for the S&P 500. and I base my bullishness or my neutralness or my bearishness on those numbers. And you can look at those numbers that I published over the weekend for this year target price S&P and next year target price S&P 500. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and take a look at my numbers and my target prices on the U.S. stock market. And I also talked at length about other stock markets around the world where I am also finding opportunity right now. Cheaper stocks, cheaper markets, cheaper P.E. ratios. And what's that sound I hear? Oh, it's the sweet sound of printing presses whirring away. Quantitative easing is the nice word for it. Money printing is the down and dirty word for it. It's diluting the euro. The euro's falling, but it's juicing the economy. They're printing money. They're lowering interest rates in China. They're printing money in Japan. There's other areas around the world to me that look more attractive than the U.S. for now. But having said that, I still have a big chunk in the U.S. market. And even more specifically than that, you can look at the newsletter because I'm running out of time here. You can look at what the top sectors are in the market right now. There are still several sectors that dominate the leading sectors. And there's a lot of neighborhoods to stay out of right now. Just like the ocean was snotty over the weekend, I do not like going into snotty neighborhoods of the stock market, nor do I like going into snotty asset classes. You do what you want to do. I'm staying in the harbor with a lot of the asset classes that look just downright precarious to me at the current time. The newsletter you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. You'll be the star of any cocktail party talking about the Bank of China and a P.E. ratio cheaper than J.P. Morgan and other items that aren't widely talked about on big media. If you'd like to have us take a look at your portfolio, if you feel like you're in danger of any kind, look, hey, you know, everybody's got an opinion. I base mine on common sense, on charts that I see, on trends that I see, and I act accordingly. I don't blindly follow what CNN Money's calculator tells me I ought to do. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We have a lot of nice folks that work here, and we'd be happy to talk to you. Or you can just go on our website, sneak on there, pwstreet.com, take a look at the newsletter. I think it was 53 pages, but it's mostly pictures. It's mostly pictures. I believe that every picture tells a story, more so than I can tell. Look at some of the trends that are developing. Look at some of the opportunities that are out there. Look at some of the individual stocks that I'm coming up with in what is a fully valued U.S. market for now, but where there's opportunity elsewhere. Again, that's pwstreet.com, 855-611-BEST. We are Gunderson Capital Management. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.